know you had a good time last night when you show up in the afternoon 30 minutes late.
Listen.
That's right, 22 minutes.
Thank you.
That's not so bad.
That's much more accurate.
You saw them right there, Roger Taylor and Brian May, last night.
That was so great.
Talk to us, Freaky.
Taylor Hawkins' tribute concert at the Forum.
Right.
And there were so, you know, you look at a list beforehand of people that are going to be there and performing.
And that list was like a Coachella list.
It was, yeah.
For one night.
But they don't. While Dave Grohl tries to introduce people as much as possible, you look around. Yeah. You just look around. You just see like different people playing different instruments. Different, you know, some right. Chad Smith on the drums from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for a song, and I was right. like, "Well, I didn't know he was coming out on this
I'll
song."
I'll sit in on this.
It was crazy.
That's awesome.
It started with Dave Grohl's daughter Violet performing Leonard Cohen's "Hallelujah."
Damn. Well, that's not the right thing to say about that, but yes.
No.
That's amazing.
Def Leppard was there.
Oh, Joe Elliott. Yeah. Joe's the best.
And brought out Miley Cyrus for Photograph.
What? For Photograph.
Yes, and I got to tell you, it was great.
Yeah?
Yes.
There's a couple songs
she's
done.
When I see Miley Cyrus, I see her and I go,
I've heard her do a couple country little twang things, and I sort of like it. The pop stuff I can live without, but that's cool. I would love to have heard
that. It sounded pretty good.
That's nice.
I was very surprised by
that. Right on.
Motley Crue's Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx performed "Livewire" and "Home Sweet Home."
Sweet. Mm-hmm. So these are all Taylor's favorite songs,
yes.
right? They still kept with that theme. That's very yes. cool. So, you know, clearly Dave would know what his favorites were.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, got to talk to all these people ahead of time and say, hey, can you play this?
You're listening to "Home Sweet Home."
Right.
By Motley Crue, mm-hmm. and then the next thing you know, Alanis Morissette's on stage doing "You Oughta Know," which is her big song that, you know, he performed with her. That's
right.
He used to be her drummer.
That's right. That's kind of where he came from.
Chad Smith came back out from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Unbelievable.
It was just one of those nights where all night you were trying to decipher, oh, that's Sebastian Bach. Oh, that's Geezer Butler. Oh, that's Lars Ulrich. Okay.
I would imagine the audience, everybody was kind of talking to each other.
Yeah.
Going, over there, look who's
yes.
there. That's pretty cool.
And they performed Supernaut and War Pigs.
Yeah. Supernaut. Sweet.
And then Soundgarden's Kim Thayil and Matt Cameron joined Nirvana's Chris Novoselic and Taylor Momsen.
Yeah.
Sang Black Hole Sun.
Oh, really?
Yes. And that wasn't as great. It was good. It was good.
Right.
Queen's Brian May and Roger Taylor came out, and they performed Somebody to Love with Pink.
With Pink.
Pink was a person
wow,
who came
really?
Out. Three or four times Pink came
to
out.
To get the party started.
And she can sing.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
Amazing.
Great strength.
Like,
yeah.
she would step in amongst everybody and just...
She needs to come over to the side of rock and roll, man.
She does.
She'd be great.
Because she really, really fit into Queen perfectly.
Sure.
Nice. She's really great.
Awesome. That's very cool.
And then, you know, at the end, they play My Hero, and Taylor's son, right. Shane Hawkins, comes out and right. plays drums. And,
right.
But the moment for me, I don't think we even have this song. The moment for me was when Brian May mm-hmm. sat down and said, we never play this live. So already I'm in. I'm like,
sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, a song that you never
play
live.
I always love hearing those words.
Yeah. It's called Love of My Life.
Okay.
And he did an acoustic.
Right.
It was just him sitting on stage with a spotlight.
Wow. God, the pressure, man. And,
yes.
and considering what's going on and what you're doing, and then you're going to do that. You don't do it live usually. Wow.
Yep. And he says, we never do this song.
Yeah.
But Taylor's wife asked me to do it because they played it at their wedding.
Oh, man.
So he does it.
Wow.
And then she brings the kids out and
wow.
they hug. So then she's hugging Brian May for it was
what
just.
What was the mood like in the crowd? It must have been a weird mix of high emotion. And...
It was. It was both.
Yeah.
It was high emotion. It was crazy, great rock moments. And then they would show Taylor and you
yeah.
would go, oh, that's
my
right.
God.
That's why we're here. And
right.
But it was really...
And all of this after this pandemic and all this time away from everything. What an incredible cathartic experience.
It was really fun to just sit there and go, oh, hey, cool. You know what I mean? All night.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know what's coming unless you memorize the London show. But still, there were a lot of differences
yeah,
here.
Sure. So Dave did a great job putting everything together with
yes.
all the help that he, I'm sure,
yes.
had. And then he would give credit to it.
And
usual.
It started at about 7:30 and ended at about 1.
About half an hour ago,
yep.
right? It just
it was
wrapped
a
up.
Long show.
So you said they did Supernaut.
They did, yeah.
That makes me need to hear it. You don't have any opposed to that.
I'm not opposed to that. No, this is Sebastian Bach, Geezer Butler, and Lars Ulrich covered this.
Nice.
Back in the USSR.
Speaking of fly into the USSR, you have some sort of airplane story for us, and I'm a little afraid.
Well, you shouldn't be afraid. You're going to love this.
Well, I'm going to be on a plane soon.
Oh, you are. That's right.
Yeah.
This flight left here at LAX, and it was going to Dallas.
Okay. We're not going there, so we're good so far.
And you know the intercom system?
Oh, it's my favorite.
The pilot introduces blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to speak in a really monotone voice now about the Grand Canyon.
Correct, yes. That is exactly what it is.
Yeah. I've always wanted to.
Someone did get a hold of that thing.
Yeah, my hero.
Someone got a hold of that thing.
Oh, no.
Now, the sounds that you're going to hear are 100% a guy having sex.
Right.
100%.
Right.
They try to say, oh, yeah, it sounds like somebody had an upset stomach.
Upset stomach? Yes, I've never confused those two.
Here's the noise and then the report.
Okay.
Moans and strange noises. That's what passengers on a series of flights heard over that plane's PA system.
Moans and strange noises.
The PA. That's not the all either. There's more.
From whispering to heavy breathing and moaning, passengers aboard several flights have reported hearing a cacophony of disembodied sounds coming from the intercom.
KTLA's Mary Beth McDade is live at LAX with more on the unexplained noises. MB.
You know, we spoke to one of the passengers who happened to capture these bizarre moans and groans on his cell phone.
Oh, yeah, they just happened to capture. They're the ones doing it.
Maybe. this guy's hilarious, though, because he finds it funny.
You're right on.
So he's recording and he's going, listen to this. This is crazy.
Here's his take on all the noise.
Emerson Collins can't help but giggle when strange sounds start coming over the PA system on his flight.
They started pre-takeoff, and while we were still loading onto the plane, the earliest sounds sounded like someone having, shall we say, gastrointestinal issues.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
That's not gastrointestinal issues.
Absolutely not.
Collins says he was flying from LAX to Dallas on September 6th.
When I jokingly asked the flight attendant, is he okay? Because it definitely sounded like someone being sick.
And someone who I don't know who they are. That's where she sounds really, he sounds so guilty.
You think it's this guy?
I kind of do.
It's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there's an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry for that weird noise. We're not positive where it's coming from.
Nothing to do with the Mile High Club.
The flight deck is trying to troubleshoot, trying to turn it off. So please be patient with us.
American Airlines released a statement about the sound saying, the PA systems on board our aircraft are hardwired and there's no external access.
Huh. That's
so
what I was
not
wondering.
Hooked to the internet.
Yeah.
So it's not hackable.
So, yeah, so I can't do it from the ground, which would have been fun.
That's my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that they didn't even bring up the idea that somebody was on the plane doing
it. It had to have been then.
Yes.
If truly,
that's
it is hardwired. They haven't changed it.
Right.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
Huh.
Following the initial report, our maintenance team thoroughly inspected the aircraft and the PA.
Okay, so here's what there's. This is American Airlines' official statement.
Right, okay.
And it's fantastic.
Thoroughly inspected the aircraft and the PA system and determined the sounds were caused by a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier, which raises the volume of the PA system when the engines are running. Our team is reviewing the additional reports.
Bad
come
lie.
On.
If you can't come up with a good lie, don't say anything.
Come on.
Just say we know someone was horsing around.
Right. We know somebody's messing around. We're going to get to the bottom of
and
it.
And it's no big deal.
But I think everybody is afraid of lawsuits.
I guess so.
Everybody everywhere is afraid
of
lawsuits.
Right. That's so especially
they can't just say there's somebody that's putting sex sounds over there. Intercom, and we're sorry about that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mama Booey.
And let's say good afternoon to our friend Matt Pinfield.
Matt Pinfield.
Kevin, Sluggo, what's up, guys? How are you?
Are you,
How have you been?
I'm good. I've been really good. You know, I'm surprised I'm still standing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was out working at those two festivals in Louisville, Kentucky, Bourbon and Beyond, which had, you know, Pearl Jam, Doobie Brothers, Kings of Leon, you know, a bunch of other people on that one. And then Louder Than Life was Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it was Kiss. And I mean
these
and it was
bands,
Rob Zombie and it was Alice Cooper.
These bands together, it's just like it's amazing to see. It's so like KLOS, but I mean it's also just weird to see them all in big piles now. You know, you wouldn't have seen that 20 years ago.
It was crazy. And I, you know, there were two festivals in a row, and I stayed in Louisville. All I did was zip line. You know, literally, my girlfriend flew in from here in L.A. For the 2 days I was off, and I just ziplined underground. You know, there's caverns. I never knew this.
You say ziplined underground?
I ziplined in caves. There's a thing called the mega caverns, and I literally, her and I, and did a six zipline run and two suspension bridges like Indiana Jones. It was pretty nice.
The answer is nope.
Oh, that's great.
It was cool.
My answer is no, but that's awesome.
And that's what I did on my day off. So I was working like 12-hour days, right?
Wow.
And then I came back, and I'm really happy to be here and made it back in time for the Taylor Hawkins tribute
last
concert,
night,
which I wouldn't want to miss.
You weren't in the European one, were you? You weren't.
I watched that one on Paramount Plus like you guys did.
Yeah.
For my,
but last night you were there. Kevin was there. Everybody
and Marcy was there. Stu was there.
Yep.
What were your thoughts from last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know, I always think, you know, it's really funny. All these years of knowing the Foos and knowing Dave, when he says, it's going to be a long friggin' night. Yeah.
And,
you know,
like, and it
I
was.
Knew it was going to be, but 6 hours? I wasn't sure. I didn't know that, but I mean.
Does that follow union rules?
I don't know if it does, but I don't think Dave cares, and that's the thing I love the most about him.
No, my God. I mean, you know, it's a tribute to Taylor. Right, you, but no one else.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know,
like, and Dave. That's it. Yeah, that's
I mean, it was incredible. You know, it was beautiful that his daughter Violet got up and sang first Hallelujah, the Leonard Cohen, Jeff Buckley tune. And but it was really cool.
What hit you the hardest, Matt?
Well, many things did. Yeah. I mean, I loved, you know, there were so many parts of the show that I thought were really incredible. You know, first of all, I should say that Joe Walsh and the James Gang sounded incredible.
Yeah, that was the first reunion of them in what?
How many years? Decades?
Yeah. You know, they did the same tracks that they did in London, but they sounded better even.
Like,
the sound was better.
Right.
Joe's voice sounded great.
That is amazing.
That was really
cool. That's really cool.
I mean, there are so many moments I loved. When Taylor Momsen, the Pretty Reckless, who you hear here on KLOS, got up there with the members of Soundgarden and Nirvana and did two Soundgarden songs. That was great. How great was Pink, you know, sounding like Ann Wilson of Heart doing Barracuda? She crushed that with Nancy Wilson of Heart.
And if you're a female singer, and you do you want to take on Barracuda in front of a whole audience? Like, that's a lot to live up to. Yeah, and she crushed it.
I was blown away. I mean, her voice was like, it was one of the most powerful things of the evening.
Yes. Kevin and I were saying she needs to rock, man. She needs to get into rock. Pete needs to come over, get the party started, do the rock.
She
man.
Does. And, you know, I was so excited to see the Def Leppard guys get up.
Yeah, Joe's awesome.
It was so cool. See Rick Savage, Joe Elliott, telling the great story about, you know, Phil Cullen having met Taylor Hawkins, you know, selling him strings in somewhere in, you know, like Orange County, and then seeing him for the first time over at Top of the Pops and going, hey, what are you doing here? And, you know, they were great. Miley Cyrus got up with Joe, and you might, you know, if you don't know, she can actually sing rock, so she did a great version.
Yeah,
of
I was not excited about the name.
Yeah,
but she was great,
right? Because we're rock people, but you know, she really nailed it, and she proved it. I wasn't, Kesha did the Heroes by Bowie. I wasn't a fan. I just,
that's a tough one to take on, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Sammy did it not too long ago.
Sammy's
it
was pretty damn great.
It was very solid. Yeah.
Listen, there has to be a beer bend. And that was it.
You know, I love when a band, I've actually had bands recently, I heard a band at the Greek say, this is what, you know, every couple of years we got to record a new album. So, this is it. We got to do one of our new songs, so it's a good time to go get a beer, go to the bathroom.
Truth in advertising. Yeah, that's nice.
That I was dying. I'm like a band who's like has some true self-realization.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Not delusional. It was so funny.
What about Brian May singing the love song?
Love of My Life.
The Love of My Life that they had done at their wedding.
Yeah, which was unbelievable. That beautiful song from Night at the Opera. I mean, you know.
If you haven't seen the pictures, I'll post another one. But if you haven't seen the pictures of everyone in the forum holding up their lights.
Yeah.
Their phone. It was just.
That gave me chills.
A magical moment.
I got to also say to Kevin, you probably loved it too. When he said Motley Crue were coming out, right? So they had the guy who's the singer in their opening act, Classless Act, get up. And he nailed the Vince Neil stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounded. Tommy and Nicky sounded great.
Yes.
And once again, you know, a lot of people would have thought, you know, Pat Smear and Chris Shiflett coming from punk rock backgrounds. No, they love the Crew, and they were
The Crew is just so close to punk anyway.
It
really is anyway. So, it's right on that, you know, that cusp.
Right, and Livewire and Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, I mean, those are
great.
He nailed those. Yeah. You know, there were so many good moments. You know, and like Chad Smith told me a really funny story, which I absolutely loved, and I'll share it here, about playing Working Man, because he also did Everlong, of course, and you ought to know.
But then he busts out some Rush.
Yeah, when he busted, well, he's, you know, when he told me that he always loved 2112 as a kid by Rush growing up, and he like, used to play along, want to be a Neil Peart like so many other drummers do, and he said that when he found, he was talking to Alex Lifeson, and Alex said to him, you know, he goes, who's doing what this? And they did, you know, talked about it. He goes, and Dave Grohl's playing Working Man. He goes, oh, man, I've always wanted to play Working Man. And then Alex Lifeson goes, well, why don't you call Dave and ask him if you can do it? And Dave texts Alex, Dave Grohl. I mean, Alex, let me back up. So Chad Smith ends up texting Dave Grohl and going, Alex wants me to play on Working Man.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Smart get her done.
Dave Grohl goes, okay, cool.
Sure,
I'll play on so many songs tonight. So Chad got to play on
that's
Working Man.
Nice.
Is that a great story or what?
It's like the guy's living his dream.
Yeah, it was so cool, you know.
Awesome.
So, you know, that was really funny.
Listen,
so.
Matt, when was the last time you actually saw Taylor Hawkins? I was thinking we saw him over at the Viper Room when we were doing some of those shows just before the pandemic hit. When was the last time you actually
The last time I saw him, I was backstage hanging out with him and NHC and all the guys at the Ohana Festival.
All right.
Eddie Vedder and those guys, it was nice. They approved me, you know, because of their COVID restrictions to come back. So I hung out with him there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at the Troubadour show, the last NHC show.
Okay. Right.
Where his son played drums with him there, too.
Yeah. Right.
While he was doing Rock and Roll Suicide and, you know, songs like that.
Right.
And that was the last time after that night that me and Taylor texted each other. I told him to tell how great his son played.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I saw him before the show because I knew I had to get up early.
Right.
So on the way home, I texted him and said, thanks, bud.
Sweet.
I love you, man.
That's
and that
great.
Was my last contact with Taylor.
Right. Well, nice last thing to say, man.
Yeah.
Glad that you weren't being a dick. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Usually,
you know,
Matt's sending all these really hateful texts to everybody.
You know how mean I am to all the bands. I talk crap to them all the time. No, you know, it's so funny. You know, that's the joke. You know, years ago, I was on a Nickelodeon kid show called the Naked Brothers Band, and they had me on there as the mean version of myself, where I was like,
that must have been Matt fun, Pinfield? Actually. That
yeah, mean Matt Pinfield, which
hilarious.
Is like, can you imagine that? It's
no.
Like, it does exist out there of me, like, being the nemesis of these kids on Nickelodeon, which
sweet.
Is really pretty funny if you
right
think about
it. Fantastic.
You know, guys, I had a great time. Overall, I mean, it was a long show, but it was fantastic.
Well, Dave did a great job. Everybody who helped him put it all together was amazing. Both shows were just out of control. Unbelievable.
Amazing. Yeah, it's true.
Matt, thanks so much for stopping by, man. You
guys,
are the bomb. You're the best.
Loved
love
hanging
you.
Out with you guys. And
love
I'm excited
you,
to be, I'll be playing a lot of stuff, you know, reflecting on the show when Todd Rundgren's my guest Friday night on a New and Approved, 8 to 10 p.m. here on KLOS.
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Sorry.
Did I say Friday?
I threw you off because I'm talking about
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. You know,
but Sunday night.
We're all starting to bleed together.
Yeah, no, I understand.
At some point, at some night here on KLOS.
No, it's Sunday night, and we'll also be looking back at the Taylor Hawkins concert.
Great.
As Todd Rundgren is our guest as well.
Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Perfect.
Let's talk about, we started this one time before, and we said we need to absolutely revisit this.
Okay. Oh, lyrics.
Favorite
song lyrics.
Nice. Favorite song lyrics, yes.
Well, so you would think I would have come up with one by now.
No.
All this time. What
Don't
do you
be
got?
Ridiculous.
What's your, one of your
well,
favorites?
Mine was inspired by last night's show.
Okay. The
Taylor Hawkins tribute. Because mm-hmm. Foo Fighters played, and their song Everlong.
Mm-hmm.
Was a song that they didn't put out as a single or even as a single for a long, long time.
Right.
It was hugely famous with the other radio station, but they didn't put out.
They left it parked on the album.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so people would call us and say, we want that version of the song.
Oh, you're talking about the acoustic version. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, that's
right. And we
right.
would say, well, we can't give out songs to everybody that wants a copy of it.
Right.
So one time we had Dave Grohl in, and I was like, I'd like to thank you for putting that on the CD, because that's really great. And he said, we didn't do that. And I was like, I know you didn't. Everybody calls us every day.
You and Dave used to yell a lot at each other. It was really funny. We need
he's
to get
so
him on
funny.
The phone so you can yell at him.
Yeah, he's
and
so
he can
great.
Yell right back at you. Yeah, he's awesome.
But in Everlong,
yeah.
the line, and this is, to me, poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe out so I can breathe you in.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I mean, that's
that
really
is.
Something.
Yes, yeah. You know, the only one I was thinking of is Wallflowers. One headlight. There's a line in there. This place is always such a mess. Sometimes I think I'd like to watch it burn. Funny how that's what I go
wow,
to.
Wow, yeah, sure.
You go to a nice love
but
lyric.
But equally poetic.
Yeah, man, that one just
that's really
got
nice.
Me. Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, a lyric that you have always loved.
Right.
What is your favorite lyric? 818-955-KLOS.
I think it's some of my favorite lyrics because they mention all the other AC/DC songs and TNT. Right?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about our favorite lyrics. You have a song with favorite lyrics?
Pearl Jam, Black.
I love the lyrics in that song, but yeah, what is the very last line? I can't think of it offhand.
I know someday you'll have a beautiful life.
Oh, yeah. But why? Why can't it be with me?
Yeah, that just
the
why.
Yeah. I mean, he's not in a good mood. That's for damn sure. I love that lyric. That's great stuff.
Thank you for calling.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey, talking about favorite lyrics.
When I was a kid, man, I've always loved them. Pink Floyd, it's funny because you started playing them as I was calling.
Oh, right,
but,
yeah.
Time.
Oh, nice.
Where he says, the sun is the same in a relevant way, but you're older. Shorter of breath, but you're one day closer to death.
Great stuff, man.
That is well said, yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks
Floyd.
For calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite lyrics. We are talking about your favorite lyrics. You have some?
Absolutely. Best timing. Sitting in traffic right now, my favorite lyrics are from the song Bad Habit from Offspring.
Sure.
Yep.
How many times have you screamed it out loud?
Oof, I almost just did.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Wonder how Dexter feels about that. Noodles.
Hey.
Knowing what they started. Hey.
Far Away Eyes.
Oh, nice. Which particular Rolling Stone lyric do you care for the most in that song?
The Lord. The preacher came on the radio and he said, the Lord is always on your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, dude. Thank you for calling.
It's a good performance.
Yeah, it was.
KLOS, hello.
The softer side of Guns N' Roses. The last line in Rocket Queen, he says, if you need a shoulder or if you need a friend, I'll be here standing until the bitter end.
That's great stuff.
Wow, that
man.
Is great.
That is. That's really good stuff. Yeah, yeah, you usually a lot of screaming and yelling and having a good time, but it's nice to get that one in there, everyone.
Exactly.
Right on, man.
Softer side of Axel. You got it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
What are your favorite lyrics? Just had to give me five. With the theme of the telephone. We are taking a few last calls of your favorite lyrics. KLOS, hello.
My favorite lyric has always been, one and one and one is three.
Come together!
I imagine them going, God, what are we going to put in here?
Right?
What are we going to put in the space?
Either that or they were super high and they're like, one and one and one is three, man.
Yeah, it just came to them. Yeah, one and one and one is three. I just love that.
That's awesome.
That's
dude.
Great.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey. Talking about your favorite lyrics.
Yes, I can't drive 55.
And you don't have to anymore. You can drive whatever the hell you want.
I like that. Thank you, buddy.
Much better. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Favorite lyrics?
My favorite lyrics, Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. I saw werewolves having a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect. Best lyrics in the history of rock and roll.
And especially heading into October, that's perfect.
That
that's
is pretty
beautiful.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. 5 o'clock, we do Give Me Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is the telephone.
The phone. I'm just like, how many songs are about phones or whatever?
Telephones. Either. Phones or telephones.
So that's coming up in a little less. How about 20 minutes or so? What is it time for, Kevin?
It is time for Give Me Five.
Give Me Five.
Pretty. I love how you sing this every day for us.
Thank you.
Young Kevin.
Songs in a row.
Wait, I'm still singing.
And if you haven't heard yet, I'm going to let Ernestine Tomlin tell you what the countdown is all about and who made it happen.
Alexander Graham Bell. Alex was born in 1847. Early one evening, he was flying his kite and he discovered electricity. Well, then heady with success, he went to work inventing the telephone. And aided only by his faithful assistant, Mr. Watson, the magic day did arrive. With Mr. Watson in the other room, his head bent auspiciously over the sender, Alex muttered those famous words, Mr. Watson, come here, I want you. And Mr. Watson, tears in his eyes, came rushing from the other room, his arms outstretched. And well, God only knows what happened after that.
818-955-KLOS, your favorite song about phones.
Phones or telephone?
Telephone.
It's Gimme 5 on 95.5 KLOS.
Fast way and telephone because...
It's Gimme 5 and the theme is telephone. KLOS, hello.
Kevin, I need your solution about problem with my car.
Hold on.
Oh, this is... Hold on a second. I'll put you on hold on the telephone, and you can speak with Kevin.
Just hold for a second.
Yeah, hold on. You know, phones work that way. You have to put people on hold sometimes.
Just for a minute.
Is that Sam, the Armenian comedian?
It is, yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, all right.
He'll hold for the next 4 days.
What about hanging on the telephone?
Right.
That one, yeah. Actually, apparently that was about the other radio station. She was outside trying to call to get in to be
really?
On the air,
huh.
And that's when they wrote that song, but I don't know if that's true or not.
That's not.
Probably not. Ricky, don't lose that number. Steely Dan for Carlos. Fine suggestion. It's one you don't run into very often. Songs about the telephone on Gimme 5 on KLOS.
Gimme 5, the theme is telephones. KLOS, hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
I use that term lightly, by the way.
Good evening.
Evening,
yeah.
or gentlemen?
yes. Well, both.
Yes,
gotcha.
What do you think about Jenny? What's that? Where's your number? What's
867-530. You know, we actually had that phone number at a certain place in town as a 818 number, and the kind of calls that came in mostly were people that had given it to creditors. And so the creditors
right?
didn't realize, yeah.
Right,
we're dialing 867-5309 to see if we can collect a bill.
That's hilarious.
Right on, man. Who are you?
Phil from Camarillo.
And is your number 867-5309?
It is. Call me with the t-shirt, all right?
Weren't you talking about doing one-hit wonders not too long ago?
Yeah.
Tommy Two-Tone. We'll have to play that again.
That's true.
818-955-KLOS is the number people have been calling to suggest phone songs about phones on our Gimme 5 this afternoon. And what do you have for us?
Yeah, Telephone Line by Electric Light Orchestra.
Captain Sluggo, what's up? I love you guys.
Thanks, man. It's songs about the telephone. What do you got?
Telephone Line by ELO.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Greetings. Who do you think should be on the Gimme 5 today?
ELO. Telephone Line. That's a classic.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Will you play it, gentlemen?
Yeah, absolutely. Done deal. Woo, man, I love that song.
I love that song, and I haven't heard it in a while. It occurs to me.
Such a great song. Before answering machines, you would sit there and let the phone ring forever and ever and ever. She'll pick it up eventually.
Become
she quite
did.
A stalker. No, she did not. I love that song. ELO, Telephone Line. Thank you for the suggestions for that one, everyone.
That is Gimme 5, and the theme is telephones.
By the way, there's one more song we're going to throw in. And
oh,
it is,
a bonus.
Yeah, and it's going to be right after the exciting commercial messages, and it is Matt Penfield's guest this Sunday. He actually
right.
just said, so if you were listening closely when he was here a little while ago, he said who this next song is going to be by. Today's Gimme 5 was about phone songs, and Renee has suggested one from Todd Rundgren, who is...
Now, I'm sorry, we already played 5 songs.
I know, you know, I thought we should cheat, though. I think we should start
You're
cheating.
You're a rule breaker, and I don't appreciate it.
I think
it.
We do whatever the hell we want from now on. Todd Rundgren actually going to be joining Matt Penfield this coming Sunday night on his new and approved show. This dude has done so much. It's unbelievable.
It is crazy.
So Matt's going to be talking to him starting at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Todd, a little extra for you because you're someone special in the air tonight or whatever. Okay, well, Matt Penfield's guest this coming Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Todd Rundgren, a little extra from Gimme 5. Hello, it's me.
I love the end of that song. It just sounds like they go, thank God. Are we
done?
Okay.
Did Todd leave? Is Todd in the studio?
You're finished? All right. Thank God me. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. When you're trying to find a job
mm-hmm.
and you have a resume,
mm-hmm.
but no connections.
Oh, my God. That's everybody's situation
right?
at one time or another.
Because
sure.
then you have to send your resume.
Ah.
And you just assume it gets put into a giant black hole in the sky.
Yep.
And no one ever sees it.
Yep. Well, here's what happens to your resume.
No. I
Most
wish.
Most likely.
I wish anyone got it to put their hands on it to rip it.
To even do that.
I just
yeah.
don't think
Not
that
even
happens
go that far, yeah.
very often. But this woman had a pretty great idea.
When an order came in on September 8th to pick up a delivery at this Hillsboro Albertsons.
It was just something that I was a little bit shocked by.
Shocked because the order was to deliver this half-sheet vanilla-flavored cake with a resume printed on it.
Come on.
And it was going to the Nike campus.
That's brilliant.
print a resume
on a cake,
on a giant sheet cake,
and send it for free to where you want to work.
Yes.
Damn.
How smart is that?
That's pretty brilliant.
Because at the very least, you're going to pay attention to the resume.
Absolutely.
Because that person is really smart.
I mean, if you're looking for a marketing job and that kind of thing, too, that's a really smart thing to do.
So as proof of delivery, she took this picture of Mac Myers, a lead at Nike's Valiant Labs, holding the cake. Carly posted the story on her LinkedIn page, went viral.
So many messages of, you know, going after what you want and people sending me job openings and referring me to other people.
And not surprisingly, there's also plenty of negative comments that came in too.
Shut up!
What?
Losers who can't think of anything original. That's their problem.
Wait,
right there.
Somebody was negative on the internet?
Stupid, and what? I'm going to type about it.
Ridiculous.
But that is brilliant.
That's pretty smart.
I mean, if you want a job, figure out some weird way, the place you really want to be.
Listen, send us a cake with anything on it.
We're hiring.
Not anything, but you know. Not anything. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked a lot about the Taylor Hawkins tribute show last night at the Forum with Foo Fighters and Queen and Rush and a whole lot more. People have been having sex on an intercom system on an airplane. A flight from LAX to Dallas.
And there's some really interesting noises going over that intercom.
So funny.
But they claim they had no idea where it came
from. It's a mechanical issue.
You did not hear what you thought you heard.
Right. And if you're tired in a job search of feeling like your resume never got seen, there's a woman who decided to put her resume on a sheet cake.
And send it to where she wanted to get hired.
She printed her resume in the frosting.
And I think that's brilliant.
She didn't get the job.
Whatever.
But that story would be better if she did.
Much better.
Right.
I just should have hired her. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
We have four tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Hold on. Remember to never go alone. That's a very important thing.
That is important.
Yeah, you will
we
not
We have four
make
tickets. That's why.
So you can take three friends to
save exactly. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Crystal, how would you like to go to Universal Studios Hollywood?
I would love that.
You are caller 13. You get four tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Stop it, Kevin.
You're welcome.
We're happy you're happy. You have three other people to take?
I do. I have my husband, and I know I have some friends that would love to go.
Perfect.
Congratulations from this KLOS dealing of offer.
Thank you, guys. Woo! Thank you.
KLOS is throwing Heidi and Frank a 10th anniversary bash. It's Saturday, October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood, and the only way in is to win.
And right now, you need to text the word Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683. Renee to 68683.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, is throwing a party for the 10th anniversary of Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, congratulations, you guys. Sticking around for 10 years, not getting fired, it's not easy to do.
No, it is not.
It's not easy to do. So it's going to be happening October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood, and we want you to go if you want to be there. The word to text this hour is...
Funny.
To...
68683.
Funny to 68683 right now. Tisk, 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 tisk. Jim Morrison arrested on this day in Rock in 1963 and charged with petty larceny, resisting arrest, public drunkenness, and disturbing the peace for stealing a cop's hat and umbrella. David Bowie as Ziggy Stardust sold out Carnegie Hall on this day in Rock in 1972. It's a good day for Bad Company on this day in Rock in 1974. Their self-titled album hit number one in these United States.